Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our Loud and Local Band of the Week, City of Industry. We got our Loud and Local Band of the Week, City of Industry. If you want to find out how to get their music, just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
Got a new record, put it out last month called False Flowers.
Yeah.
City of Industry, baby.
You loving local music? Then you're going to love Sunday nights here at The Rock, because every Sunday night, 8 o'clock, two solid hours of all local music. It's a show called Loud and Local, and you'll get great bands like City of Industry.
Let's play Beat Migs.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock.
And he's jumping.
Yeah, he is.
Look at that. Happy Friday, everyone. Hope you have some plans for the weekend. All right, cool. That's usually what happens. Even if you're sitting at home, you got plans.
Exactly. Maybe watch a show or play some video games. I mean, that's basically what I'm doing.
That's pretty much rest weekend.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
We're going to try and get outside, just walk.
Oh, good call.
We're supposed to be decent.
So. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Good, because, yeah, like, every time I've been trying to, like, oh, I think I'll work out today and go for a walk. And then I'm like, oh, darn, it's raining. I guess I can't.
Bummer.
Yeah, oh, so sad. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Scott in Bremerton. Scott, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Scott will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Scott, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Russell Brand and Jonah Hill starred in the comedy Get Him to the What?
3.
Yes. What is the term for mass per unit volume? Which Guy Fieri show was known as Triple D?
Diners, Drive-Ins.
What was that?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yes. From 78 to 97, Steve Perry was the lead vocalist of what band?
Aerosmith.
No.
Journey.
Yes. Which Spice Girl was the only one named after a spice?
Ginger.
Yes. What is the capital of Sweden? Marbled and mallard are both types of what bird?
Duck.
Yes. Which video game company originally brought Pac-Man to home consoles?
Atari.
Yes. What is the real first name of singer Demi Lovato?
Pass.
What is 11 squared?
22.
No.
No, 133.
No.
122.
No. What is the term for mass per unit volume?
I don't know.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Okay. There you go. You having a hard time there?
Yeah. I mean, right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep.
Six, Mr. Math.
Yeah, there you go. It's like I'm asking math questions. I can barely count myself right
doing
now.
Doing a great job, though.
I'm trying.
Are you, though?
I'm trying to get through this.
Yeah, I feel like that's not the truth.
Well,
I mean, you're getting through it.
Okay.
Whether or not you're trying, I mean, I just feel like, you know, you're coasting.
Attempts were made.
You're just coasting along however it ends. You know what I mean? If the boat tips over, it tips over. You're like, whatever.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, fair enough.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Hey, look at Steve.
That's right.
Look at him.
Just look at him.
Stare at him uncomfortably.
Just look at it.
Russell Brand and Jonah Hill starred in the comedy Get Him to the What?
Oh, that's one of my favorite movies. Get Him to the Greek.
Yes.
That's such a good movie.
What's the term for
Jeffrey?
What's the term for mass per unit volume?
Massolo.
No.
69.
No.
Pass.
Which Guy Fieri show is known as Triple D?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yes. From 78 to 97, Steve Perry was the lead vocalist of what band?
Journey.
Yes. Which Spice Girl is the only one named after a spice?
Ginger.
Yes.
Yes.
What is the capital of Sweden?
Helsinki.
No.
Finland.
No.
Finland, yes, it is.
Sedin.
No?
Sedin.
Sedin.
Alexander Sedin?
Marbled and mallard are both types of what bird?
Duck.
Yes. What video game company originally brought Pac-Man to home consoles?
Atari.
Yes. What is the real first name of singer Demi Lovato?
Deborah?
No.
Danny?
No.
Demily?
No.
Demily.
What is 11 squared?
111.
No.
122.
No.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's another tie.
Oh. Not a bad game, Scotty.
Better than last.
Yeah. All it takes is to be better than last, brother.
Pretty much how I think whenever I watch the Devils losing a shootout.
Well, it's Yeah, 11 squared is very close to 122.
121.
Yes.
I knew it.
121.
Ah, dang it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Does anybody know the real first name of singer Demi Lovato?
Is it Dimitri?
So close.
Wow, I was joking.
Dimitria.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I should have known that. Dimitri.
You almost knew it.
Oy, oy, oy. I was joking. All right. I didn't know there was such thing as a Dimitria.
Well, there's at least one.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. I mean, there you got the masculine and feminine version of that name. And
yeah.
I don't know that language.
I wish it was Demily.
Demily.
Demily's
a great name.
Demily.
You don't see too many Demilies out there. Let's own it.
I'm pretty sure you see none.
Yeah.
No, well, you should have called little baby Tater Tot Demily.
No, you know, I
think he would have been overruled on that one.
Yeah. I'm fine with Tatum.
What's the capital of Sweden? By the way, Steve, also, I love the fact that you said Helsinki, and then you said the country that is actually Helsinki, the capital of, with Finland.
Yes. Yeah, great job.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got capitals. I mean, that's all that matters.
Once you say it, I'm going to be like, of course it's
Steve,
that.
Do you have a syndrome? I mean, we right about that?
Stockholm?
Yes.
There you go.
Stockholm, Sweden.
Mm. That's it, buddy.
And then finally, this is another math one that people probably won't get. The term for mass per unit volume.
I should know this, and I don't.
Density.
Oh, I'm too dense to know that.
Hey, no, thank you for insulting yourself on that.
No problem, buddy.
Congrats to Scott and Steve on tying.
That's how you do it. And Steve gets no song.
No song.
But you know what you get? You get a chance to run this show. Yes.
Oh, love this intro.
It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Calls, texts. We'll do it at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. Brought to you by Spartan Plumbing. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's pretty simple, man. If you would like to voice your opinion, you get to do so. But understand, Steve,
He's like the gatekeeper, baby.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The gatekeeper of energy.
You gotta show some energy and bring it, otherwise you'll be gone. And we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
It is. I mean, it is a thing, man. If you're part of any group on Facebook or whatever, you kind of do have to follow the gatekeeper's rules, or next thing you know, you're out.
The gatekeeper.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think of, was it Rick Moranis?
Oh, wait, I don't,
Ghostbusters.
I'm, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, he was the gatekeeper.
I forget. You know, it's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
I'm pretty sure Sigourney was the gatekeeper.
Oh,
he
you're
was
right.
The key master.
He was the key master.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since you've seen that movie.
Yeah, because they had to have relations to make it all happen. And, you know,
spoiler alert.
Gates and keys and all that.
Okay, yeah. I get it. Gates and keys.
You need the key to go into the gate.
That would make sense. And he would have the key because he's got that kind of part.
That's right.
Okay, then. Well, then.
It's a classic. You should go back and rewatch it.
All righty. I'm afraid to.
Why?
I'm afraid it's not going to hold up. And I
Ghostbusters?
Just,
oh, no, dude.
I don't
totally
want to be disappointed. Well, I'm glad you say that. I just don't. I don't know. I mean, I not that I was that crazy about it in the first place.
Oh, then don't go. Yeah, if you weren't a big fan before, I wouldn't waste your time.
I don't know why. I think I should be because I like everybody involved, but I just it just never did it for me like some other movies. And it's like sci-fi-ish. You'd think I would. I don't know why, but it's just like, eh.
Well, so I don't know what do we think about Liam Neeson taking on the role of the Naked Gun.
Oh, and if you don't,
I saw something about that.
Yeah, if you don't know any of those Naked Gun movies, which starred Leslie Nielsen back in the day and O.J. Simpson, they were parodies of really the old Stern cop shows and detective movies, and making fun of those. Just really, 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 they were just almost caricature characters. But then they decided to caricature the caricature. It's pretty wild.
I love those movies.
Really?
They were so funny. So dumb and funny.
Like, my dad used to love them, and I'd watch them with
him.
See,
this is why you know this, because I don't think I expose my kids to the Naked Gun movies.
There's a few things I look back, and I'm like, that was probably inappropriate, but I didn't understand the reference, so it was totally fine.
See, your dad shared that with you? Otherwise, I don't think you know about it. Danny, do you know much about them?
No.
Yeah, I mean they were.
But
they were
like movies.
They were hits.
That's also true. I do like a lot of like Leslie, however you say his last name, Leslie Nielsen.
What do you know from Leslie Nielsen?
I liked Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Ooh, I don't even know that.
Oh, well, that's
it's a parody. Yeah, it's a parody of Dracula, and so but I mean like just funny. So Mr. Magoo.
Mr. Magoo is awesome.
Yeah, but for some reason, I never got into the Naked Guns.
And the Naked Guns are all that led into Leslie Nielsen having this comedy career, because he was never known for being a comedic actor. And it looks like Liam Neeson.
He should change his name to Liam Nielsen.
So he also, for the most part, has been a serious actor. I haven't seen him in too many comedic roles.
No, but I feel like he doesn't have a problem making fun of himself, because he was in like the Ted movie that Seth MacFarlane did. And he's actually, I feel like, good friends with him, because he was in The Orville, and I think he's appeared on Family Guy.
And A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yes. Yeah,
he was like the big guy that went and got killed him or something like that.
So you know he's not afraid to kind of step into that world.
And it's going to be a parody of what he does. He'll probably be a parody of the Taken character, I would imagine.
I'm totally in for that, if that's the case. If like he's trying to like save his daughter and everything just goes wrong, that could be really funny.
And Vicky, you're going to love this because Seth MacFarlane is involved.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, Seth wants to reboot the whole Naked Gun concept. And I mean, obviously, and now I wonder, you know, I mean, it's a different type of humor. Will we get some Family Guy-ish stuff in there, or will he be more honorable to the humor of Naked Gun? It's interesting to know with Seth.
Well, Seth, like, if you've watched The Orville, like, he's really good at taking what the core material was and then turning into something equally awesome with awesome nodes to the previous works.
Yeah, I would definitely echo that, because The Orville is really a nice homage to Star Trek The Next Generation, and it has a slight, very hint of Family Guy, but not enough to make you get upset.
The only thing I see Family Guy in it is just his voice. I don't really feel like there's a Family Guy vibe to it at all.
Yeah, every once in a while there's a little humor where you go, okay, that's a... But nothing horrible. I mean, it really fits. And The Orville's a good show. So I agree with you. I think that Seth could do a good job with Naked Gun.
Do you guys remember... I don't remember which Naked Gun movie is, but our Seattle Mariners made an appearance.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
And I was super excited. I'm like, it's the Mariners, guys! Oh my God!
I forgot all about that. I think that was the second one.
I could be wrong, but I'm
pretty sure that was the second of the Naked Gun movies.
And then OJ's character just kept getting hurt constantly.
And really, we forget what started this all, because Leslie Nielsen was cast in the Airplane movie.
Right.
And that's the one
that started
the whole, they realized, oh my gosh, we can do a whole lot with this, because Airplane just made fun of all the, basically the tropes, disaster movies, and the serious characters that just really were very two-dimensional. And so then Naked Gun was born from that. So, and then, of course, don't forget the TV series Police Squad.
Yeah,
which was based on the Naked about that.
From the files of Police Squad.
And Nico Palazzo.
Now, what I recommend, if you want to be a history buff, a lot of you guys remember Naked Gun and all that stuff, but how many people really know any of Leslie Nielsen's serious stuff?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't even know he made serious stuff.
Now,
he's always been a comedic actor for me.
Yeah. There's a great movie. I love the movie. I think it's one of the best science fiction movies made, especially in the 50s. The amount of money they spent on it and the way it looked and everything, and even the subject matter was pretty incredible for back then. But he actually is playing a serious character who you'd think, like, is he ever going to break into his Naked Gun? Because he's making fun of that character he played in the 50s. I mean, I know he's done other movies, but I think that Forbidden Planet is probably a really good movie to watch. And it's his character is indeed the one he makes fun of in Naked Gun in all the movies.
The robot there is the one that you love so much, too.
Yeah, Forbidden Planet's among science fiction fans, and like you'll hear Spielberg and Lucas talk about what they just love that movie. And I mean, if first of all, you watch
like a giant female friend.
Yeah, he does.
Right.
That robot was amazing. That robot.
Two different vibes to it, too.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, you know, back in those days, Steve, they had to really put a lot of innuendo into things. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's exactly what they want you to think.
Dude, I got a fun little backstory about the Mariners being used in the Naked Gun movie. And this is, I did not know this, and I was just quickly looking on the internet just to kind of get a little more information. But apparently when they were making the movie, they wanted to do it with the Brewers. But they said, well, you have to go run it by Major League Baseball to get approval. You just can't, you know, use Major League Baseball teams without getting the okay. And the Major League Baseball is like, sure, you guys can use the name of a team, but we want you to use the Mariners. And they think it was because they were trying to help the franchise, because it was a weak franchise at the time. And they were just trying to get more, notoriety for the Mariners. So, like, hey, you can use one of our teams, but you got to use this crappy team. You can't use the Brewers, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, that's cool. I actually kind of dig Major League Baseball for doing that, because the Mariners needed help.
And then they were doing it at Dodger Stadium, and so they wanted to use the Dodgers. And I guess the Dodgers said no. They didn't want to be a part of it, mainly because there was a big brawl in the movie. And so they didn't want to be associated with that. With that vibe of the film, but they're still renting them the stadium. So then that's why they went with the Angels, because people were like, why the hell are the Angels playing the Mariners at Dodger Stadium? And that's why.
That's awesome. Well, of course, I wonder why they didn't do it in Anaheim, unless for filming, because it's not like the...
I think they already got approved for renting that stadium. And probably, I would imagine everything. Yeah. It's all money-based.
It's probably closer, too. I mean, Anaheim's a little further out, too. But I guess, like you said, Steve, Hollywood's got to do what they got to do.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Of all reasons that the Mariners were in that movie, because they just weren't popular.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. They needed help. So, I mean, I'm happy. Anything they did in order for us to still have the team we have.
And it was the first Naked Gun movie. Thank you, Texters.
Cool. Nice. Yes. Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I said, did you guys hear the story that the president has a button that gets him beverages? How funny is that?
Yeah, this time I don't usually get political on this show, but I have to tell you right now, I'm not approving of the first decision that was made by President Biden.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, he removed the Diet Coke button that President Trump had in there, and I think that might have been the single most great thing about the Trump administration, because I love Diet Coke, and if I was the president, I would have a friggin' button bringing me one every 5 seconds.
If you were the president, you'd have one of those machines where you can mix and match all the flavors. Yeah. You know you would.
All right, hell, you're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. I wouldn't even need a button. I would just walk over to freestyle.
You'd be like, your Secret Service guy's like, hey, can I help you, Mr. President Shea? And you're like, yeah, call Coca-Cola and get one of those damn machines put in. I don't care what it's going to cost. Taxpayers are paying for it anyway.
This is interesting, though, because Joe Biden must want something. President Biden must want something, because this button, yes, Donald Trump used it for Diet Coke. President Obama, he used it for tea.
So this is a button that actually exists in the White House. You hit it, and then, like, somebody comes and brings you whatever the button is designated for?
Oh, and I guess they used to bring it out on a silver platter, too. How cool is that? You get your Diet Coke on a silver platter? I love that.
I bet you Joe Biden's is ice cream.
He loves ice cream.
He loves ice cream.
But he took the button out, Danny. That's the one I'm understanding.
Maybe he's replacing it with a sauce serve machine.
Yeah.
Because I would do that.
McDonald's.
See, yeah, I want to know.
Always works. It always works. Otherwise, you're getting shut down.
I want to know that. They just say the button is gone, but you're right. President Biden's got to like something.
And
I would have a button. You're the look. The guy is 78 years old. The guy should get to have his own button of whatever he wants. I mean, he's got the highest office in the land, a dream come true. All give him his button.
You're president. You got the button. They're like, what do you want the button to bring you? What are you getting?
Well,
and you can't pick whores.
I can't pick whores. No, all right, because out of everybody on this show, right? Thank you for warning me.
I just wanted to put that out there.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not warning just you. It's Rev, Danny, Vicky.
No, I know.
I was going to say whores, but now I know I have to change
Vicky
my
answer. Said I was worried about everybody on this show, but Steve, you're the only guy I know wouldn't say it, so we didn't have to warn you.
Of course not.
No, you know,
horses, maybe, but not whores.
Yeah, can I say himbos?
No. Oh. It has to be something edible. Well, okay.
What are you doing?
Food of sorts.
What are you doing?
But they are snacks.
Well, since you brought up snacks, I'll give you a clue. Mine would be a button for a snack.
No name cakes.
Yeah, you got it, baby.
I was going to say M&M's, but yeah, no name cakes is a good call.
I just had Mod Pizza the other night, man, for dinner.
Really? Go F yourself. I am so jealous of you having a Mod Pizza so close to your house.
2 minutes from my house.
Shut up!
I timed it.
Wow. Look, I'm happy we have a Pagliacci on Mercer Island. I love Pagliacci.
They don't have no name cakes.
My Nona's pasta. I love all that. But I want a Nona's pasta and a no name cake. How can I get both? How do I get Nona and no name to get together and form a union? Come on, Pagliacci's and Mod Pizza. What about my life? That's what I'd have a button to bring me both.
You know, I think I would go with. I might go with like a dumpling from like Din Tai Fung.
Ooh. Nice. Ooh. DTF dumplings?
Yeah.
Just a dumpling
or
button?
The sesame noodles that they have.
Okay, you got to pick one now. Take it easy.
Oh, crap.
The dumplings. Like, what if you have a dumpling shooter? Like somebody has a dumpling cannon. They just come in and just shoot them into your mouth.
Oh, that's sushi. That'd be weird, though. I don't know how good it will last. Like at a moment's notice, they're just going to have like salmon nigiri for me. That'd be kind of crazy.
It's the White House. They could make it happen.
Good point.
All right, so we're asked for one. Steve can't figure it out.
I can't. This
that's
is
why
really
you
hard.
Can't. Maybe that's why President Biden took the Biden out, because he just can't have one button for...
Because then I think ice cream as well. Like a little bowl of ice cream would be pretty awesome.
Oh, we can get somebody with an ice cream fire hose, shoot it right in your mouth.
Like the little Dairy Queen minis.
Oh,
the blizzards?
Yeah. Oh, those are great.
Going with that. Blizzard, Dairy Queen mini.
So you're going to get a blizzard button?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Nice. Bring the blizzard.
All right. Anybody well, I don't know if anyone's still deciding. Who's next?
Vicky. Right. I figured it out, because this is perfect for a meal.
Not a himbo.
But it's not a himbo. But it's also perfect for a snack, too, and that's chicken nuggets.
Ooh, a good chicken call, nugget button.
Because if you're really hungry, it's good for a meal, but if you just want to nibble on a couple of them, it's perfect for that, too.
But that's what you got to decide. A four-piece, six-piece, what are you going with?
Well, and what about
the
sauces?
As much as you want.
True.
It's a forever piece.
Does she have multiple buttons on the bottom, though? I mean, she had the big button for the nuggets and then the sauce buttons?
Yeah, right? Like they have to come out with like an array of sauces all the time.
That's a good call. That's a good presentation on the silver platter that they used to use for the Diet Coke. Good call.
Oh, man. You could be my vice president, because then at least I could get what I want, ice cream and chicken nuggets. Forget about it.
Yeah, they haven't said what Vice President Harris has in her office.
Yeah.
I want to know that, too. She better have some good stuff in there, too. I mean, it's a lifelong dream for her. Give her all the buttons she wants.
All right, Danny.
Slice of pizza.
A slice of pizza.
Yeah,
that's a
slice
good call.
Of pepperoni pizza. Bring it in, and I would just have that after I signed every document.
With the side of ranch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I want to ask you, Mr. President, because this will decide whether or not you're going to get elected by me.
Hi.
Are you going to ask for good pizza or Dion's pizza?
Dion's, ooh, of course.
Oh, you're not going to get elected.
Impeach him. All right. Rev,
where's Nancy Pelosi? We have another name to add to the list.
I was trying to think of something maybe healthy, and then I decided, no, I want Oreos.
Nice.
Oreos. Ooh, just a Oreos. Plate of Oreos. Just bring me a plate of Oreos.
A variety or just the regs?
Just the regular ones. I don't need anything other than that. Those are probably my favorite cookie of all time.
Double stuff or regular stuff?
Regular. Just I don't need double stuff's too much stuffing.
Oh, not
like those
me.
Mega what, stuff's too much. Just
what about an Oreo McFlurry though?
Look at this.
Maybe.
Oh no! Now look what you've
but
done.
But I just love being able to take the Oreos and just pop them in my mouth. Just. Bah.
Okay.
Someone wants a taco button.
Taco button's
not a bad
good.
Idea.
But again,
that's a good one, too. Yeah.
We said no horse.
We said no to
himbo. Wow. Okay. That just happened. Okay. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls and more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Shay in Seattle. Shay, you are on the Rock.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Shay. Welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
Hey, so, BJ, Shay, I know how much you love Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah, I love it a lot.
So, I wanted... So this is for Migs. I wanted to... reference a podcast called Crime and Sports. And they reference... Oh, you've heard of it?
Yeah, Crime and Sports. A couple of my buddies rave about it all the time. I haven't listened to it yet, though.
So if you listen to... It's episode 240, about 52 minutes in. They reference Dominic the Donkey. You can't show it on, or you can't play it on air, but it's hilarious.
Does somebody get murdered in sports because of the song?
No, it's just how they reference it. They're just funny guys, and I think you guys would appreciate it.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. That's pretty awesome.
All right, well, that's lovely, Shay. I won't be checking it out. Shay. And thank you, Shay, for giving Steve another reason to play that song. You're dead to me. Listen to that podcast. Don't listen to the show ever again. Okay,
wow.
Good. There we go.
Shay, keep listening. Yeah, and keep calling in with your Dominic the Donkey.
Shay is banned. He's on the do not fly list. Done with Shay.
Got a Facebook message from Paul, who's the guy who left the package at my front door that said love the show. And we were trying to figure out if it was an Amazon delivery driver.
Oh, yes.
Says, hey, I'm the one that left the Amazon package on your porch. I work for Postal Service, not Amazon. I'm offended, but thanks for the shout out. Ha ha. Kind of geeking out about it. Love the show.
Oh, you couldn't tell what truck he came in, so you didn't know.
No, I just saw it was an Amazon package from Amazon Prime, but it was delivered by somebody who works for the post office. So, Paul, you rock.
Yeah, I mean, I see their trucks, and I do see that the USPS does it. I don't know if UPS or FedEx delivers their stuff. I don't know about that.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think they work with the postal service. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Paul.
Yeah, Paul, you're awesome. That actually made my day when I saw the note. I was like, that's so cool. It was just so random and personalized. That was awesome.
It is weird, man. I just feel like, are we going to just see nothing but Amazon trucks on the road. Are they going to have everything?
Dude, the other day I saw one pull into our development, and 2 seconds, as that one's pulling out, another one pulled in. I'm just like, well, what in the hell is going on?
I mean, look, it's so darn convenient. Their prices are competitive. Mm-hmm. I want to be the most brick and mortar guy I can be, but unfortunately, it's not easy with COVID. I mean, this is an unfortunate, amazing opportunity for Amazon to take over everything.
Well, yeah, well, it's nice to be able to get things like almost like that day or the next day, you know, and yeah. It's like, and also free shipping. Well, you pay a yearly fee.
I will say this, though. This is why customer service is, I think, really premium if you're in brick and mortar. Because, you know, Steve, you and I have had conversations off the air. I'm not going to say what you said. But, you know, you had a bad experience at a place and you were blaming it on customer service. And it's like they can't afford that anymore because mm-hmm. of places like Amazon. You can't afford because your prices aren't going to be as good or the best they are as good. But yet I have to drive to you and then to go to your place and have you be a jerk. You can't afford to do that anymore. You have to be better. That's why I love Zulus. I will always buy my games from them because they give me great customer service, even though I might pay a little more. They are at least smart. They get it. And mm-hmm. I hope other businesses that are brick and mortar understand this. You've got to weed out the people that are not good with people because, I mean, I don't need to do that with Amazon. No one's going to be mean to me. They're going to just be bringing me my packages nicely. I can return them easily. You've got to be great at customer service.
And it looks like everybody carries Amazon packages. UPS, FedEx, someone says I'm a FedEx driver. We deliver Amazon packages, mainly the big ones. Another one, I drive for FedEx. We do, in fact, deliver Amazon all the blanking time.
I got news for you. When are they going to buy them? I mean, Amazon, I mean, you know Bezos, he bought the Washington Post. At some point, are we going to read he buys UPS or Jeff buys FedEx?
So JPS or Jeff?
Yeah.
Postal Service?
I mean, you know, I mean, they're the ones that they, I mean, I guess they got to pay FedEx a little bit.
Jeff X.
That's nuts.
Jeff X.
Jeff X is going to be crazy.
So, Steve, you taught me to vacuum after shaving instead of trying to wipe my beard trimmings into a garbage can. Thank you. You're welcome.
You mean like you vacuum the floor around?
I have a little handheld vacuum, so I'll shave my head. Now I'm doing it in the shower, so I don't have to worry about it as much, and it just goes down the drain. But I would just vacuum up the hair instead of trying to like, aim it into a garbage thing. I would just let it fall where it does and just vacuum up the room.
I got to get a dustbuster. We used to have one, and then it ran out of batteries. And you know what? They're very convenient, and I don't have one. So anyway, kids. Your father, he really would love a dustbuster.
Does it have to be a dustbuster? There's plenty of options out there.
You know what I mean. Basically, I'm using it as a generic term, but one of those handheld vacuums.
Like the Dirt Devil?
I don't know. I'm going to Costco today. Maybe they got them.
They got everything.
Yeah, they probably have one.
They probably do. All right. Never mind, kids. I'm going to Costco.
Kids, take it back.
All right. Sorry. You're going to have to find something else to get me for a present. All right. Well, there you go. We solved that one.
Shane just messaged us saying, good morning. I just bought the camo version of the KSW mask, and I've gotten a couple of compliments. Totally made my day.
I love the camo version. I know a lot of people like the skull version. Mm-hmm. I have the camo version. I wear that a lot because I just think it looks cool. I love the Rock seems to be cooler on that camo version, the Rock logo. You can get both, by the way. Just go to KISW.com. Plus, you're helping out the Washington State Nurses Association, and you're telling COVID to go blank themselves.
There you go.
Yeah.
Have any of you seen the Bernie Sanders memes, which is your favorite?
Yes, I love them.
I haven't seen any of these. I do not know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's a meme with Bernie Sanders? I don't know.
You haven't seen it?
Oh, gullible.
How did I get him? Finally, I get you.
Steve 100, BJ 1.
Woo! Yay.
2021, it's a new BJ.
I won the gullible.
A new Steve.
Yeah, everyone's made him everywhere. I mean, it's pretty cool. I don't know how people have the technology. I don't know. Is it Photoshop? How do they do this?
Oh, dude, there's so many apps now where it makes it so easy to impose a picture on anything. It's just like you just have to use your finger.
Oh, damn. I'm going to have to get that app.
My favorite, our buddy Griff, he posted one. And honestly, like, I've gotten to a point where it's like, okay, I've hit Bernie burnout, you know, when it comes to these memes. But he posted, somebody photoshopped Bernie in the octagon and made it so it looks like he's creatively giving, like, an arm bar to a dude
that's
in there.
That's awesome. That's literally my favorite one I've seen so far. And I've just been sending them to Danny. I've so many of them this morning.
Sorry, I'm burning you.
One is really funny because it's not the typical Bernie in a chair sitting somewhere.
That's actually very creative.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
My favorite is the GIF one where I don't even know who it is.
Oh, it's Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa, where he's walking and he pulls out a chair and then Bernie Sanders is sitting in it.
Oh, it's one of those collapsible chairs. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That one is pretty funny.
Oddly enough, like Facebook just popped this up for me. He turned that picture of him into a sweater and he's doing all the proceeds to charity.
Bernie Sanders is?
Yeah. It's going to Meals on Wheels, Vermont.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
I'm like, that. It's been like a day or two.
It's too late, though. I mean,
is the meme already over?
Yeah, I want them with sweater of him, you know, doing the armbar. That's the one that I want.
And they're already making like a bobblehead version of it, I guess. Too.
I want the bobblehead. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good old Bernie. You know what I mean? Here's the guy that never wins. You know what I mean? He tries and tries again. And I mean, I don't know how many years he's got left on the planet, but I mean, I just don't see this guy getting the job that he wants. And yet, he's still probably the most famous loser that I know of recently. Because he continues to lose, but people continue to love him.
Somebody took it and put him on the, you know, the video where the girl is being interviewed in like those certain.
I saw that.
Like, so he's sitting on that couch.
Yeah, the casting couch. Wow,
that one made me laugh out loud.
Yeah, that was good.
Some good stuff.
Yeah,
people are having fun with technology.
206-421 Rock. Text us at 77999. It is Listeners on the Loose.
Somebody needs our advice. My wife is Brazilian, and apparently it's common for them to put ketchup and mayo on their pizza. I understand a burger, but on a pizza, I guess ketchup and mayo is the Frank's Red Hot sauce of Brazil. They put that S on everything. What do you guys think? Pretty gross, right?
Ketchup and mayo together, which is really the starting of a Thousand Island sauce, but on my pizza.
I'm not opposed to trying it for science.
Well, I have Thousand Island with cheese in my salad. Okay, so I'm thinking of that. But then the tomato sauce. Well, I have tomatoes in my salad. But again, I don't know.
Dude, in theory, nothing's wrong with that. When you really think about it.
But, you know, the sad thing with that is that you're not tasting the pizza. Because, I mean, if you get a good pizza made.
You could argue that when people put all the vegetables and meat on the pizza, you're really not enjoying the actual pizza for what it is.
See, I don't mind that because you're getting the flavor of the vegetable mixed in with all of it. But this here is, those sauces are powerful, especially ketchup. Ketchup is really, really sweet. It's a powerful condiment where if you have a mushroom or a pepper, it shouldn't overwhelm the rest of your pizza flavor. But I see what you're saying, Steve. You just want that good pepperoni.
I enjoy pizza with barbecue sauce on it. I feel like that's probably way more powerful than ketchup.
Or people who enjoy it with ranch. Like, I love ranch on pizza, but isn't that's just as weird as ketchup and mayo on pizza.
I'm not thinking this is gross. In fact, I'd like to try it.
I guess it depends on how much.
Pizza? What about like getting little like pizza pockets and like dip it?
There you go. Yeah, I you're right because I do have some barbecue sauce when I go to Mod Pizza. I haven't put a little bit on there sometimes on my pizza.
I double drizzle it, man, because I get that Caspian one, which is the barbecue sauce pizza. Remove the onions, put pineapples on it for Danny's sake.
Yeah,
and then I put a little extra of that drizzle on.
I don't have a problem with that either. I guess you know what? What the heck? To each their own. And if that's your only problem with your Brazilian wife. You know something, sir? I mean, really, you're living the good life.
Someone says I eat my pizza with Thousand Island dressing all the time. It's delicious.
Oh, now that Thousand Island for sure.
But that's what it is, basically.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it's. I feel like Thousand Island dressing is one of my favorite dressings. So,
see, I
agree.
I don't mind like the crust being dipped into a lot of stuff, but though again, I mean, Mod Pizza did change my mind because I thought you're going to put barbecue. What? What are you going to do on my pizza? But it did add to the nice flavor.
So I said, hey, it's still better than Dion's.
That's true.
True.
Yeah. I mean, really, just
what about mustard? Anyone have mustard on their pizza?
On their mustard on
you
the
would
pizza?
Do it?
Oh yeah.
What?
I love mustard.
It's like a hot dog pizza or something. Maybe
sweet mustard. What about like yellow mustard?
Yellow mustard or
I can see sweet mustard
or Dijon.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they got that Beaver Creek sweet hot mustard.
Ooh,
that might be good with something.
Beaver pizza.
Yeah, I love Beaver pizza. Yeah. Okay. We have a question that needs to be answered, guys. This is a big one. What do Ryan Castle and Bigfoot have in common? You're going to find out at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Bigfoot have in common?
Has to be the poor grooming and hygiene.
I would go with that myself, actually. Yeah, I think that's it.
Smells like Bigfoot in here.
Yeah. Yeah, I would go with that.
Steve gets stoned and looks for both in the woods.
Oh, okay.
That just got texted in.
Alrighty.
Both are hairy.
All right, I like that one. I mean, that's about right.
Not as hairy as Steve.
Wow. I mean,
okay then.
He's not wrong.
It just got real.
And they both hang out in Taryn Daly's backyard, apparently.
Oh, really? I didn't know Taryn Daly had visits from Ryan Castle. I know Bigfoot's been coming by, but I didn't know she had.
Taryn doesn't get visits from me. Her goats do.
Okay, that is... ladies and gentlemen, it's time to call the authorities. But you know what? Ryan Castle, once he gets done explaining himself, he should have a...
That's not what I meant, sicko, but okay.
Yeah, BJ.
Goat visitor.
Sounds like a bad movie.
Hey, the Oklahoma State House of Representatives just named Justin Humphrey. He's a member, and he just introduced a bill to create an official Bigfoot hunting season. That's what you want your representatives to do.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what?
All right.
I gotta go visit goats with Ryan Castle. And meanwhile, he's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
My brother got in trouble because he was older, but when I was younger, I would go into my parents' room and I would take my dad's rubbers, the condoms. Eventually, I had to fess up because my brother's like about to fight my dad about this. It was just like World War III in our house over condoms.
Oh man!
And I like it was me. My brother's now like he's laughing at me because he's like, "What are you doing? You're stealing dad's condoms?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I just was to practice safe sex."
So then you had to go and tell him it was with yourself? That was the other admission? What a horrible confession admission situation.
The whole thing was embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.